Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Deborah Becker, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Question, if you could buy your own gas station to save on filling up, would you? Well, that's essentially what Delta Airlines has decided to do. Delta wants to become the first airline ever to buy its own oil refinery. The company will pay $150 million for a ConocoPhillips refinery outside of Philadelphia. The airline figures it'll save about $300 million a year in jet fuel costs. Mary Jane Credor is covering this story for Bloomberg News in their Atlanta office. And Mary Jane, we read that jet fuel accounts for about a third of an airline's expense. So if that's the case, why haven't airlines done this before?
Well, it requires a little bit of cash and a little bit of guts to get into owning a refinery. That's something airlines traditionally haven't done, partly because they don't have the money to tie up in that, and they've gone with traditional fuel hedges, and it's very unusual for crude to have stayed over $100 for as long as it has this consistently.
As you said, traditionally, airlines have tried to protect themselves from the volatility of oil prices by buying oil futures on the stock market. Why wouldn't Delta stick with that? Why would it take this really risky step of buying a refinery?
Well, airlines can, as you noted, hedge on fuel, on crude oil that comes in, although it then has to be refined into jet fuel, diesel, gasoline that we put into our cars. And the cost of doing that refining is what's pinching them here. That cost has gone up about 70% in the last couple of years, and it's something that you can't buy a hedge for. You've got to take that barrel of crude and bring it into the refinery and run it through the machinery. And that's part of what Delta's trying to do here is reduce the volatility of that cost and also guarantee some fuel supply for the Northeast and the New York area airports.
But, you know, if the cost has gone up 70% for refining, then isn't Delta also getting into, potential trouble here by buying a refinery? It's still going to have to pay those increased costs for refining crude. So how can Delta expect to make any money if ConocoPhillips can't?
You know, it's not so much about making money. It's about controlling Delta's own costs. So they can now go in, and they estimate that this facility will save them about $300 million a year, and that's real money in their pocket. It costs them about $150 million to buy it, so it'll pay for itself in the first year. And then in the future, they control a little slice of their own jet fuel needs, and they've got that guaranteed and locked in. These other products that come out of the refinery, diesel and gasoline, they're simply going to trade off to other players, BP and Phillips 66, for more jet fuel in return.
Now, I read one Bloomberg columnist, Virginia Pastrell. She wrote, Delta doesn't need its own refinery to obtain jet fuel any more than it needs to own a peanut farm to supply in-air snacks. She says if the price starts to go up, Delta would make more money by selling it on the open market instead of using it for its own flights. What do you think of that argument?
They could, sure. If the price does go up, that's always an option. They could decide to exit the business. Nobody thinks that crude or jet fuel prices are going to go down significantly anytime soon. So Delta sees this as a very cheap way to lock in a little slice of their jet fuel needs. And that's a significant expense for them. They spent almost $12 billion on jet fuel last year, $32 million a day. They don't spend nearly that much on peanuts.
So do you think other airlines are going to do the same thing?
That's the big question everyone's looking at right now. Delta's the first. They're on the front edge of this. It's a pretty gutsy move. It takes some fortitude to go in and do something like this. And if it works out well in the next year or two, we may very well see another airline such as United, possibly American, try to do the same thing.
Do you think that this will do anything at all to the price of flying?
Probably not. $300 million a year is what Delta thinks they're going to save. They spend about $12 billion on fuel total. That's a very small fraction of their overall fuel costs. Could break down to a couple of bucks a ticket, but the airline's likely to keep that and hang on to it for future upgrades to their fleet, putting in new lie-flat seats on international planes, that sort of thing.
Mary Jane Credor is with Bloomberg News with the latest on Delta Airlines' deal to buy its own oil refinery in Pennsylvania. Mary Jane, thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much.